You have your shoelaces ready, right, pet? Good. I want you to dangle them around your neck so that the free ends are hanging down. Stand there and let it tickle your skin. You know I like you standing, right? So handsome. Are you trembling? Are you nervous? Huh? You know what I'm going to have you use it for. Or at least you could take a pretty educated guess. I know. As you stand there in anticipation, I want to talk to you about something we haven't really discussed. Something that's very, very important for any of my boys to understand. And that is consent and hard limits and safe words. Since I'm playing with you in the way that I'm playing with you, I cannot be there to ensure that you stay safe. And I also don't know if what I'm going to ask you to do for the next few challenges in this training is a hard limit for you. Do you know what a hard limit is, pet? It's something you will never, ever do. My hard limits list includes things like animals, knife play, incest. If something I ask you to do in these audios is a hard no for you, I am trusting you to stop the audio, okay? No punishment needed. Do I want you to challenge yourself? Yes. Do I enjoy when you are out of your comfort zone and learning something new? Abso-fucking-lutely. But I never, ever want you to feel violated. I never want you to do something that you don't want to do. Do you understand? So if this is a hard limit for you, simply stop the audio, continue on your last homework assignment, chastity, and we'll talk again in 24 hours, okay? Good. Now for safety. Normally, when you do any kind of bondage play, you need to have a pair of surgical scissors nearby so that if, in the off chance, something gets stuck, you can remove it. I didn't think to put this on my list because it's such a no-brainer for me. They're just always in the side table. Then I apologize. So if you'd like to pause this and go acquire those, then please do. Perhaps you have some sort of blunted nose scissors that you could keep on hand just in case. There you go. There's your safety briefing. Keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. Also, don't get hurt, okay? I'm trusting you with my cock and balls. They're important to me. Don't fuck it up. Now, I want you to let your mind wander and wonder exactly what I'm going to have you do with those shoelaces. This is something I actually learned from a sub. It was his thing, and it became my thing. So as your mind wanders, I want you to feel it begin to melt. Melt for me. Melt. Taking you to a more submissive place. Making you want to obey, but not making you want to violate your own principles. Making you want to follow my instructions. Because following my instructions feels good. Following them closely today is especially important, so melt. For me, pet. I'm going to carefully instruct you how you're going to use that shoelace. Nothing too crazy. I will try to be descriptive as possible. Try to follow along. You may pause or back up the audio if you need to. Make sure you are following along, okay? Now for that shoelace. Gently slide a shoelace out from around your neck. Go slow. Let it tickle your body as you pull it. You can imagine it's my hand. And then hold both ends in one hand. We'll start simple. Fold it in half. So one hand is holding both free ends and the other hand is holding the middle of the shoelaces. Now take the two free ends and loop them through the middle bit that you're holding in your other hand. You're creating a slip knot. Don't pull them all the way through or you'll be right back where you started from. Just slowly slide the free ends through the middle loop and you'll see a hole form. You see the hole, Pat? Do you see it? Now put your cock and balls through that hole. Start to tighten the loop around the base. Orient it where you are cinching so that it's right under your balls, close to your taint, and tighten it around your cock and balls snugly at a level that you are comfortable with. There are no prizes for hurting yourself. Now take one free end in each hand and bring them up on opposite sides of your cock. Wrap them around the base of your cock and the bottom of your balls. Do this 3 times or until you run out of shoelace. Pull it tight. The two ends should be below your balls when you stop wrapping them. Just tie a simple knot, one that won't slip, but one that is relatively easy for you to remove if you need to. There you go. Got everything set? Huh? When you're done, I want you to just look at them for a second. They're all tied up. Do you see them starting to throb? Are they starting to strain against the bondage? Now stand up for me and let me get a good look at you. Very nice. Very, very nice. Start stroking slowly. Can you feel it? Can you feel how you are straining against the binds that you've put them in? It's very similar to how you might be straining if I tied you down to my bed. You would tell me it's okay, right? You might even beg me to do it. And I would tie a rope around each of your wrists and ankles and tie each of those to the bedposts, stretching you wide, holding you down, making you available for me to do whatever I please with you. Maybe I'd stroke your cock and edge you. Maybe. Maybe I'd feel horny and I would take your cock deep into my pussy and ride you. That is one of my favorites. Maybe I'd feel feisty and I'd take out my flogger and I'd whip you, including your cock and balls, until it hurt so good. A stroke and then a tickle, a stroke and then a tickle, coaxing your skin, asking your body to release all of those endorphins so that you ride the high into subspace. And just like your cock is doing right now, you would be straining against the restraints, wouldn't you? Your arms and your legs would be pulling them tight. You might feel like you just want to be free, but ask yourself, if I was doing any of those things to you, Would you actually want that? If I hadn't tied you up, I could simply command you to stay still, and you would, because you are my good boy, aren't you? But since you are tied up, I don't have to give you those instructions, since no matter what you do, you will stay almost still. So you pretend you want to break free. You strain against your restraints because, not because you want freedom, but because you are so, so horny and you can't take it. You just want to stop me from teasing you, from torturing you. But you don't actually want me to stop. Are you envisioning it? Is it a pleasant mental picture? Good. Now imagine for a moment I see my lost boy straining, seemingly desperate to break free from the ropes that I tied him with. And I don't trust him to be honest, to use his safe words yet. So being the loving, caring Dom that I am, I can't stand my pet to be in such discomfort without being sure. So I stop teasing you immediately, and I untie you. I think maybe he just can't handle it yet, I think to myself. So we're done playing for today. How do you think you would respond? I think you might become quickly disappointed and begin to pout. I'm so cute, pouting. Don't pout too long, it gets annoying. You might beg me to continue. If you wanted to keep going, then I'd ask why. So I'd ask, if you wanted to keep going, why were you so desperate to break free? That would just be so sad, wouldn't it? Just like your cock is begging to break free. I'm guessing it actually doesn't want to. It feels good to be tied up like this, doesn't it? Stroke faster now, at a medium pace. Do you remember medium? Do I need to get out the metronome? I don't think so. I bet you know exactly what I want when I say medium. Do you feel how extra sensitive your cock is? You see, when you tie your cock and balls like this, it actually does make them more sensitive. It isn't a trick in your mind because you are so turned on by it. Your cock is harder, desperate to break out of the trap we've put it in. Because of this, your skin stretches, exposing more nerve endings. Endings that can be touched, that can give you pleasure when you touch them. And so you get more pleasure, and it feels better. It's just like when you've been bound by my command. And for you, my command is binding, correct? You could stroke and get yourself off in 1,000 different ways at any time, but you choose to be restricted to the ways that I instruct. And it feels better, doesn't it, to stroke? That's right. Because when you submit, when you are restricting yourself to following my commands, you open up a sea of extra pleasure. You expose neural pathways that aren't typically available to be stroked, to be pleasured, to be touched by my voice. That's why this works. When you submit to me, you expose more of yourself to me. You allow me to see who you really are, and in doing so, at making yourself vulnerable to my touch, to my voice, you feel more and more pleasure when you obey me. Now stop stroking and untie and undo those shoelaces. Yes, take it completely off. I think you're ready for a more complicated technique. That's right. After you've undone the shoelaces, let it rest around your neck again for a second. Let it dangle. Let it tease you again. I want you to just gently rub your cock. Gently squeeze your balls and roll them around in your fingers for me. Let your circulation flow freely for a second. You're being such a good boy for me. How's it feel? Extra good. Now, pet, take the shoelace and once again, slowly pull it off of your neck. Let it tingle the base of your spine. Gives me chills. And then again, fold it in half so that one hand is holding both free ends and the other hand is again holding the middle of the shoelace. Just like before. Good paying attention. Now, just like before, take the two free ends and loop them through the middle bit you're holding in your other hand. Create that slip knot again. And again, see the same hole start to form. Familiar. Once again, put your cock and balls through that hole. And again, tighten that loop around the base. Orient where you are cinching the shoelace tight under your balls, close to your taint. Right there. And tighten it around your cock and balls snugly. You have a better idea this time what you're comfortable with, don't you? Good. Now here's where we're going to change it up. Now twist it together three or four times, creating a spiral right from where it's cinched under your balls. And bring that twisted part up so it sits between your balls. You're separating your balls from me. Now separate the free ends and wrap them around the outside of each ball individually. Wrap it around twice and tie the shoelace off at the bottom of your ball sack. Take your time. There's no rush. Make sure nothing is pinched between the loops. Make sure everything is snug but not painful. Expose more nerve endings to be pleasured. You got it? Good. So now you should have the base of your cock and balls tied off like the first time, but also have your balls tied off individually, separated for maximum stimulation. Why don't you take just one hand and lightly touch your balls? Feel how tight they are. Feel them each individually. Is it weird to feel them separated like this? Now start stroking your cock again, but fast this time. Stroke your straining, throbbing, tied up cock for me. Play with your separated balls with your other hand. Do you feel how sensitive they are? I know. Now, I want you to start getting close to the edge. It shouldn't take long after you've been stroking like this. You've been such a good boy for me today. You followed all of my instructions closely. Stroke. You can even close your eyes and focus on the sensations. Feel good. Have you done this before? Was it new? Was it intimidating? I'm pleased, pet. You were brave for me. And I'm trusting you took good care of what is mine. Now, be a good boy and remove the shoelace. That's right. Untie yourself. I know. All that hard work, and you didn't get to enjoy it for that long. Don't worry. I know a way we could make up for that. Are you all untied? Go ahead and put that shoelace back around your neck where it can tease your skin or your thighs. Are you still nice and hard? Stroke your super sensitive cock. How does it feel now that it's free? So good, right? All the blood returning. Are you getting close, pet? Are you on the edge for me? Ride that edge for me, darling. I don't want you to go over it just yet. I know you want to come so bad now that your cock and balls have been teased and bound and then freed. Ride that edge. Know that you really were such a good boy. Feel warm for me. You paid careful attention to all my instructions. Do you think you can follow one last command? Do you think you could? Oh, good boy. I'm going to count down from 10. But this is going to be a little different. You have until 0 to come. And if you don't come from the time I start counting to 0, then you're going to deny yourself from me. So I really, really hope you are on edge. Then be a good boy and come for me. 10. I want you to come for me. 9. That's right. 8. Come for me. 7. Oh, just stroke it. 6. Are you already coming? 5. If not, you better hurry up. 4. Almost out of numbers. 3. So close. 2. Come for me. 1. Now. 0. Hands off. What a beautiful struggle. How did it feel to stroke your cock once it was free? I'm assuming you were successful because you were on edge and that you came. So tell me, how did it feel to come after binding yourself like that? Good boy.